This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Trip into the world of American agriculture. The American family farmer is here with a focus in part on cheese making today. A lady who has co-founded the New England Cheese Making Supply Company is going to talk to us about how cheese making is done on the family farm versus the way it's done in the big agribusinesses, because this program isn't about, nor is it for, agribusiness. It is for the small family farmer. It is a niched program, and you can hear these podcasts at blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer every week, a new version. So you want to listen to the podcasts of this American Family Farmer, blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. I like to start out our visitation with some thoughts about things that are going on, things that have happened or are happening. And I'm going to, in passing, just spend a little bit of time on the annual Forbes Ag Tech Summit, which takes place and has for the last 3 years every summer. Forbes magazine gets a group of, in this case, 650 participants who immerse themselves into the world of agricultural technology. Now, let's be honest. We know that we have to have, in the face of what's going on, you can hear me talking about various things like Alexa and Siri, and okay, so they're there. They may have a role to play, but there are other things that are going on in terms of growing, in terms of processing, in terms of shipping, and growers, both big and small, have to get on board, because otherwise you don't survive. The biggest challenge, I think, in the debate at this Ag Tech Summit was about who controls the means of seeding. And then we get right back to the focus on work that's been done by Monsanto and Dow and the other huge businesses to control the seeds. And a lot of the things that have been developed through technology, the hybrids, that sort of thing. Big discussion about that. I'm concerned with my farmer friends who are inundated today with the choice of either go with the big guys or you're going to lose. I think that's offensive, frankly. It's not what I want. Should I choose not to do it? I give you examples all the time what I do on my farm. I'm trying to diversify somewhat. I have dairy animals, and I raise replacement Jersey heifers and Ashire heifers, like doing that. But I want to do other things with the land. So I have been investigating what to do with regard to hemp. And there is, as you might know, there's something that now is being called hemp mania, because so many people want to get on the bandwagon because there's a lot of money in this. Growing and using industrial hemp, there are lots of there's a lot of use for hemp. And so it's one of those new promising crops. I think that there is some cold, hard reality, as I'm finding. And so as you think about what to do, there are 32 states now that are growing or have allowed the farmers in the state to grow hemp. My state of Massachusetts is one of them. Hemp is not marijuana. It doesn't have THC levels that will give you a high. But there are, you know, I'm thinking about the places where I would grow it. I have a lot of land that I lease from the state parks, that sort of thing. And I'm wondering, I'll try it, but I'm wondering what, you know, people see, they look at it and they're like, there's marijuana, let's go. And, you know, they'll go in and they'll sort of start to strip the leaves off of the plants. And so, I think that'll be something that happens. Harvesting it is an opportunity to learn how to do things a little differently. What I'm concerned about is that Monsanto is going to try to get in, they've already said they are, to the seed business for both hemp and marijuana, because they want to control that like they control everything else. I think that's something I got to find, like I have for corn, an open pollinated seed that will be something that there won't be any crossover, if you will, across pollination. The tobacco firms somehow have figured out how to do that, and not only Monsanto and the you know, these type of agribusinesses, but the tobacco companies want to get into the marijuana business, and they see the ancillary world of hemp as a way to support farmers who want to grow marijuana. So I guess the thing to do, my advice is to do what I am doing. I think there's going to be a lot of law enforcement as we get started with both of these. I think in the next 10 years, I think farm-grown hemp and marijuana may become impossible for law enforcement to police. And so in that circumstance, one of the things that quietly is being said by the government is they want to have a lot of marijuana grown in our country so we won't be getting so much illegal marijuana brought in from across the border. And that, you know, that's part of the big problem. And where you acknowledge that people are smoking grass, so you legalize it, but there isn't enough crop here, so there's all kinds of stuff coming in from south of the border, and it really is, it's not part of what is talked about. We're always talking about illegal immigration in terms of people, but all these drugs that are coming across, they're really, they're very dangerous. So, anyway, be interesting, but I would only caution those of you who are like me that want to grow hemp to look into it carefully, because you need to have, among other things, the right seeds and the right crop so that the buyers will be eager to pay you what it's worth. And that's the other thing. You better, before you plant the hemp, have a place for it to be sold. I think that's one of the things that I'm learning here. All right, enough on hemp and that connection. Let's learn about cheese making in a moment from cheesemaker Ricky Carroll. Next up here on the American Family Farmer.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
All right, welcome to Super Duty Radio. Next up is Brad. What's on your mind, Brad?
Torque.
Well, Brad, you've called the right show, because the all-new 2017 Ford Super Duty has best-in-class torque. In fact, the 2017 Super Duty is to torque what a St. Bernard is to drool, what a junior prom is to acne.
So what you're saying is it's got a lot of torque?
Glad you're paying attention, Brad. Yes, a lot of torque. In fact, more torque than ever before.
Well, good, because I need a lot of torque. Also a lot of payload and towing capability.
You're awfully needy, Brad, but that's good, because the all-new Super Duty has best-in-class towing and payload. In fact, Super Duty is to towing and payload what a swamp is to bugs, what a
clown is to creepy.
I do the comedy, Brad.
I was just trying.
This is the next level. This is the all-new 2017 Super Duty. And this is why Ford says we own work.
Best-in-class towing, payload, and torque when properly configured. Classes, full-size pickups over 8,500 pounds, DVWR, based on Ford segmentation.
All right, we have 16 past the hour. On the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with Ricky Carroll, who is the co-founder of the New England Cheesemaking Supply Company. So I guess we ought to start here, Ricky, with the basics. Tell me about the New England Cheesemaking Supply Company, how you came to be, how'd you get interested in cheeses, that sort of thing.
Well, good morning, Doug. How are you?
Well, I'm well, thank you.
Well, my husband and I came to the country from the suburbs.
So you're a New England lady. You're in Massachusetts. We'll make this a little more because I'm in Framingham, as you may know. What suburbs did you come from? And you moved out to Asheville, right?
Right. Well, my husband was from Concord. And okay. I lived in New Jersey, mm-hmm. and I now live in Asheville.
Mm-hmm. Which
in Asheville, Mass. It's in Western Mass.
Yep.
And when we moved out, although we lived on Main Street, we got goats, we got a cow, pigs, sheep, pigs, and geese. And we started making and growing about 98% of what we ate.
98%. That's pretty good for living 98%. In New England. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And that was in 19... Yeah.
You learned how to can and cook and all that sort of thing because that's what you have to do. So in among all of that, you learned how to make cheese. Is that right?
Yes, we had our animals and... Both the first animals we started out with, we didn't quite know what we were doing, but we learned how to milk really quickly, and we went from having enough milk to put cream in our coffee to having more milk than we knew what to do with. So we started experimenting with cheese making. We looked all over the world for places that knew about home cheese making. In 1975, there wasn't very much information available in this country. And we found a lot of information in Europe and started doing a lot of experimenting. We started bringing in supplies and very early on started teaching other people how to make cheese at home. Once our cheeses started coming out edible. But that was almost 40 years ago now.
40 years you've been at this. You've done a lot of experimenting. I had on my farm, Eastley Farm in Framingham, we were making raw cheese out of the mm-hmm. milk from my Jersey cows. And it always, we had a cheese room. And the raw cheese was aging in there. It was covered with mold and stuff. And I could never understand why people like that stuff.
Well, if they've been to France, they'd see it all over the place. Mm-hmm. You know, in Europe, it was a natural, because cheese is actually the best way to store milk. If you have a milking animal and you're getting 5 to 8 gallons a day from a cow, it's hard to drink all of that milk. But if you turn it into cheese and you get 1 pound of cheese for every gallon of milk, then you store it a lot more easily on the shelves and you can eat it any time in the future. So it's kind of a necessity in some ways if you have dairy animals. And today it's turned into the thing to do. I mean, cheese making has gotten wildly popular over these 40 years that we've been in business.
So you're not only selling these cheeses, are you teaching people how to make cheese? You've got a catalog now, haven't you?
Oh, yes. We're on the web at cheesemaking.com. We teach people how to make cheese. We have hundreds of recipes for free online. We have books on home cheese making and some artisanal scale cheese making. Many of the artisanal cheese makers in the country have started with home cheese making. And we sell the supplies and ingredients. We don't sell cheese ourselves.
You don't. No more selling cheese.
We never sold cheese.
Oh, you didn't. You just have learned how to do it for yourself more than anything else. That's a great farm tradition in and of itself. Hold on. 21 after the hour.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You through the vagaries of being an American family farmer. This is a program dedicated to that, and you can listen to the podcast, as I said, blogtalkradio.com/my American Family Farmer. Don't have to put my in there, just blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer for all of the, if this may be your first time listening to this, for all the previous podcasts, they're all posted there. On Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. We have with us Ricky Carroll, who along with her husband has founded the New England Cheesemaking Supply Company. So what you're getting from listening to this is that these people are not cheesemakers, even though they know how to make cheese. They know how to make cheese, and they will tell you and help you. They are selling cheesemaking supplies and holding cheesemaking workshops all around the country, or just at your farm? Where do you have these, where do you do the cheese making workshops?
Well, currently we're doing most of the workshops on, in Ashfield and in Williamsburg, Mass, where Sarah, my youngest daughter, lives. And I have traveled around the country doing workshops in the past for about 35 years.
Are you doing individuals, or are you doing companies who are starting, farmers who are starting this sort of thing? Who's the person that comes? I ask you that because I'm moderately naive, Ricky, about this sort of thing. I'm not a cheese guy, but I know people. We used to be inundated with people when I was selling all these cheeses on my farm. People were crazy for all kinds of cheese. I had no idea that cheeses and the individual uniqueness of having it from any farm, for example, instead of going to the store, or even if you go into the good stores, you can find local cheeses and national cheeses and international cheeses. Good God, there are more kinds of cheeses than there are days in the year, I think, aren't there?
And that's true. That's true. And in our workshops, we actually teach a wide variety of people. We teach people who just want to come and do it at home for a hobby with their family on a weekend.
Yep.
And we teach people who have a farm who want to save it and don't know what else to do. They have milk and need to learn how to, want to learn how to make cheese. And this we've been doing for many, many, many decades. And a lot of the farmers who have made cheese a value-added product on their farms are having a lot of great success with it.
Well, the problem is, as you know, and I say this to the dairy farmers listening, if you're not doing organic milk, if you're selling milk into the pool, you're getting screwed 100 ways from Sunday, because the Suiza family, Dean Foods, the Dairy Farmers of America, all these groups are conspiring to ruin the business for the American family farmer so that they can deal with these huge agribusinesses that have 5,000 cows and 10,000 cows and 20,000 cows, and the guy who's got 200, 300, 400 cows gets left in the dust unless he or she can figure out what to do. Organic milk is a way to go, but also making your own cheese, because of that. Not only there's excess milk, but it's too cheap to sell on the marketplace as a producer. So,
if the agribusiness can screw something up, they will. So what I tell all the people that come to my workshop is that even better than organic is local.
Mm-hmm.
And local means that you know when you go and buy your milk, who's producing it, how they produce it. Organic's kind of getting expensive to do, and organic is ultra pasteurized in a commercial agribusiness sense. Keeping food local, no matter whether it's cheese or any other product, is really important.
Let's pick up on that. Let's stick with the local angle, because you've hit the nail on the head. Ricky Carroll with Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer Time.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Welcome to the farm. You can roll your windows.
Now, 34 after the hour, as we pursue American life, the American family farmer. We're here to help support American family farmers, the businesses that often are run, kind of like this one, by family farmers in the locavore movement, the people who use what it is that we grow and what we harvest. So Ricky Carroll and her husband have the New England Cheesemaking Supply Company. We're learning that the idea of making cheese is something that's not done just in the big nature of agribusiness, but people like to learn how to do this. You have a lot of people, I bet, mom and pop, they make it at home. It's like making beer in the bathtub, right?
Yes, we have a lot of people making it at home. We have a lot of people making it commercially, small scale, locally on their farms for a value-added product.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people, even the people that we teach to make cheese and the people that are learning this, what goes into cheese making, it's really important for them also to learn at the same time what it takes for farmers to make cheese. And this is really a labor of love for a farmer. It's a very labor-intensive process.
Explain a little of that. Will you please, Ricky, explain a little of what it takes to do this. And without, I mean, I'm going to send people to your site, cheesemaking.com, by the way, is the site, cheesemaking.com. And if you decide you want to buy some of the things that are there, if you mention you heard this on the American Family Farmer, you'll get a 10% discount, okay? So I'll remind you of that a couple of times in the next few minutes. But the process, bring us through the process.
Well, you've got your milk and you take a culture or an acid to acidify the milk. You add it. Once the milk is warm, you put rennet in to set your milk. And then you let it, after you let it set, you cut the curds, you press it, and you age it. Now, that's basically the steps in a nutshell for a hard cheese. For a soft cheese, there's overnight processes. There's some cheeses you can make in 10 minutes.
Really?
There's cheeses you can make in a half an hour. However, what I've been seeing over these 4 decades that I've been in this, is that It's like bread making or beer making. Once you make your own, you don't necessarily stop buying the good stuff. You want more of the good stuff because you know what it takes to make it. So I think that the knowledge of cheese making for the in the family at home only increases their desire to buy local cheeses, as many as they can, and as often as they can, because this helps create the chains that help family farms to stay in business,
mm-hmm.
which is really important today because it helps save our land from the house business.
Right.
And I've driven through so many parts of the country where farms go out of business, you know, every day, and houses sort of start growing instead of tomatoes or,
yep.
you know, instead of cows grazing on the land. And it's not a healthy experience. So I think that supporting the farmers who are taking on this endeavor of making cheese, then it's the most important gift that we can give to each other and to the world that we live in today.
Yeah. Let me go one step further with that as far as paying tribute to you. I understand that you have a partnership with a lot of veterans. How did that come into fruition? How did that come to pass?
Well, that was interesting because I think about 8 years ago, Barbara King-Sulver wrote Animal Vegetable Miracle and came to one of my cheesemaking workshops. And there's a chapter about my cheesemaking workshops in that book. And she had been a customer for a long time. Once her book was published, cheesemaking took a great leap. It's kind of like the first person stepping foot on the moon. The business doubled in 3 weeks after many, many years of, you know, decades of being in business. And everybody started wanting to make cheese. They started hearing about it. So we were kind of strapped at the time. We ran our business out of our home. And after that, we had so many orders to fill because so many more people wanted to try to make cheese at home. Someone suggested that the local vets had a project. They put together kits for companies. And it's interesting because while the large companies who they worked for would never visit them, we have parties every year and we all get together and have Thanksgiving meals and, you know, holiday adventures. And so it's a win-win situation for all of us. They help put together some of our product. And we really love working with them, and they love working with us. They said that we're the only company ever, in our local area anyway, who has ever so much as said thank you. But we do a lot more than that with the vets. We visit them at least two or three times a year, and they come visit us a few times a year. And it's really actually a fun situation for all of us that they're helping. So it helped in our growth spurt because we just couldn't grow that fast unless mm-hmm. we had more hands on deck. And now their hands are on deck, and we just absolutely love the program. The government wants to shut that program down, too.
Of course they do. Yeah, the government mm-hmm. wants to shut everything. The government mm-hmm. is the government, most of the stuff, especially as it affects the farmer, these people make me sick. There's so many programs.
Absolutely horrible.
Yeah, it really is. And the average person doesn't get it. But there's the great example of, I'm from the government, I'm here to help. The farmers pretty much all tell you different stories about that foolishness. So I'm wondering, Ricky Carroll, how similar cheese making is to butter making. I wondered about that because the butter, again, similar in that it comes from dairy, but how similar is the process?
It's often a byproduct of cheese making.
Is it?
You can skim off the butter fat and make butter and then make cheese with the more skimmed milk. the Parmesans and the Swisses of the world are made more with the skimmed milk and the cream is used for the butter. So butter is actually pretty straightforward, simple to make. I mean, even little kids can put some cream in a cup and shake it up and turn it into butter. But cheese is a little bit more complicated than that. Although we are now actually coming out with a book, Cheese Making for Kids. So I don't know that butter is, you know, it's a great product to make, but I think cheese making, I see much more cheese making on small scale.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, butter is butter, it would seem. You can't do much with that except make it the basic. And one of the things that I also, it makes me think, sort of makes me laugh, about all of the big commercial companies that are identified with cheese. The company that's probably largest in this touts its American cheese, which is neither made in America nor is it cheese.
Right. Well, I, you know, I've been thinking a lot lately about the future generations because I have a granddaughter now who's 3.5.
Yeah.
And luckily, she will never know what, in quotes, American cheese or Velveeta are.
Yeah.
And
right.
we grew up on it. So
yeah, we did.
It's definitely a changing time that we're in over these years because I think people are getting much more aware of the food and where it comes from. And a lot of that, I think, has been due to traveling. You travel around the world, you taste products that don't have the kinds of regulations that we have on them in this country, and you come back and you want to duplicate, you want to replicate them. So that was happening a lot at the beginning. People wanted to replicate what they were tasting all over in Europe, especially in France, Italy. And today I'm seeing a great number of artisanal cheesemakers really creating cheeses unique to their own environments.
All right.
And giving them names that are unique to their own environment. So
yeah,
there's a
right.
huge growth in it.
And then there's the whole business about who's getting sort of caught by some of these European towns or cities where cheese is named after the town that they come from. And there's some people in America that are making these cheeses. Was that the point you were making there? Or is that another point?
Well, not exactly. That's another point. And that is true that people first wanted to just imitate, and now people are really making their own.
Yep.
And I think, you know, this cheese making in America, I mean, all of America is young compared to anything overseas. And so along with that, cheese making is young.
Mm-hmm.
But when we started this 40 years ago compared to where it is now, there's just a huge difference. In the American Cheese Society, which has a meeting every year of cheesemakers, when I started the competition there, we had a cheesemaking competition with 89 entries. And this year, there was over 2,000 entries of different cheeses, all made in North American countries.
Yeah. All right. So that's a good sign in and of itself.
Huge good sign for farmers that people are really learning that it is so important to go to a local farmer's market and be able to buy the cheese from the guy next door or from the girl next door rather than importing it where it travels a long way. And it's also important to know about milk that just because milk is labeled organic doesn't mean that it's a good milk.
Exactly.
I mean, I hate to say that.
Well, you were back to the local. Let's wrap up our conversation by, again, underscoring what local is all about, because that really is a focus of this program. Don't forget, you go to cheesemaking.com. Ricky Carroll is offering the people who are listening to this program a 10% discount on the supplies that she sells at cheesemaking.com.
And they need to enter a code of Family Farmer.
Right, Family Farmer.
At the checkout.
Right.
But, yes, local is absolutely the most important way to get our food these days.
All right, we'll spend a few moments on that as we have time, 47 after the hour, on the American Family Farmer.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors
mm-hmm.
and shades.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples. It's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
American Family Farmer, with a question about how you market. This whole program is aimed at getting you to think about how you can make the business of being a farmer better for you. The whole family gets involved. I know how this works. It was forever thus with the farms that I've worked on. And the good, successful family farms have all kinds of focus on the number of people who are on the farm that belong to the family unit, the future of the farm as it, you know, is involved in the discussion of the family unit. But also, when it comes to profit and the bottom line every single day, it's very hard for all of us to make any money. We just love it. That's why we do it. But we don't make a lot of money. Now, the reason for that is because we don't oftentimes, I think, have the tools. So if you're thinking, you get to the end of the year, you start thinking about your taxes, think about also from now until the end of the year how you can more successfully market your farm's products. That gets it to the bottom line. Using social media, speaking before groups, being able to connect with the schools, as I was talking about a few minutes ago, getting schools into the program or you into the program in the schools. Teach children about farming. Teach children about local food. Teach children with example. I think the best way to get people to come around to my thinking is to bring them to the farm. I have sort of like a teaching farm at my farm, EastleighFarm.com. You can go to that website, by the way, EastleighGh, EastleighFarm.com, to see what is the source of my excitement and enthusiasm when it comes to family farming. But keep in mind one word, and that's marketing. Market your farm every and any way you can. All right, so let's, as we think about local, my mind is on what we do with the farmers, because I want to help the farmers, but the farmers can sell their milk. Again, this program is for family farmers, for companies that are run by family farmers and the locavores, who want good local food, and it is more important for it to be local than organic. Because organic can suffer the same thing. You buy a head of lettuce that's organic that comes from California, it's lost much of its starch by the time it gets to the East Coast. Same is true with milk. It's true with anything. So you start with the right ingredient, Ricky, when you talk about good local milk.
Yes, absolutely. And it doesn't have to travel back and forth to get pasteurized and a milk in Massachusetts could travel to California to get processed and then travel back to Massachusetts to get sold. So you know that there's something taken out of it in the process.
And then they call it California milk. They advertise the yeah, it's just amazing how the
whole, or they call it farm fresh organic.
Yeah. I love
you have to be really careful.
I love seeing the trucks from Gorelick, which is a Dean Foods company, traveling around local milk from local farmers. Do you know what a load of crap that is? Most of the milk that comes through the processing plant here in Massachusetts comes from New York State. And anyway, no, I don't get off on that. But local milk, get it? Get Ricky's cheesemaking supplies at cheesemaking.com. Use Family Farmer at checkout to get a 10% discount on the tools to make your own cheese. Very instructive. Ricky Carroll, thank you.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Farmer's Time, 54 past the hour. Don't forget, podcast every week of the American Family Farmer information. Go to blogtalkradio.com/American Family Farmer. I love my opportunity here to have some commentary, but first I have to tell you the story about this guy up in Montpelier, Vermont, who pleaded not guilty to charges that he sprayed manure on a Customs and Border Protection car. After confronting one of the agents about why he wasn't the agent doing more to arrest people who are coming here illegally. Mark Johnson entered a plea in Vermont Superior Court to charges of disorderly conduct and simple assault of a law enforcement officer with fluids. Assault with fluids. He declined to comment. He told... The law officer didn't say anything, but the local newspaper interviewed him, and he said his livelihood has been hurt by people working on Vermont farms who could be here illegally. He said he asked the agent why he wasn't doing more to arrest people working here illegally. And the Customs and Border Protection people said the job of the agent is to keep people from entering the country illegally. Immigration and Customs is responsible for enforcing immigration law inside our country. Apparently, Mr. Johnson has a history of minor brushes with the law. He says he didn't know the car was nearby when he turned on the manure spreader. Good for him. I say that lovingly, of course. 55 past the hour. In a moment, we visit the connection between farm and school. My thoughts as school gets opened as to how farms can be better connected to local schools and information that children have and what they grow up around knowing with regard to farms. Meantime, though, if you're hiring people on your farm, you want to find the best candidates. Of course you do. So join lots of farm and farm groups, farm organizations, farm companies using ZipRecruiter.com. They are different. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, one click, and that's all you need. Unlike some of the other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them and brings them to you. You don't have to juggle the emails, fiddle around. Nope. Find out today if you need a new employee on the farm why ZipRecruiter is being used by businesses of all types and sizes. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use ZipRecruiter free. Yep, free first time through. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, so as school begins, there's a great opportunity, it seems to me, about the connection between the farm and the school. I find that here in New England there are a lot of farm-to-school stories that are worth discussing. There are people that come into the farms. There are health and coordinated classes that are tied sometimes to biology or chemistry or whatever it is. But the health food curriculum, there ought to be a health food curriculum in every school, in my opinion, and they ought to bring in farmers to teach about locally grown foods, how they are fresher, more flavorful, what the reason is, and we were sort of talking about this a few minutes ago about shipping food long distances. When students in class learn about the right way to, we may even teaching how to grow a little garden, but understanding what the landscape is all about. And then there's the other side of this. When schools buy local food, they support local farms in their communities. So the school department should be saying to the people that cook the, because a lot of schools have meals in the morning, meals at noontime, and meals in the afternoon. Some children have all three of their meals associated with schools. So why shouldn't the local farmers have the leg up in terms of what the school systems are buying and what they're teaching? So it's curricular-based and it's actual use-based. I would like to see an expansion of that on both sides. The opportunities in home ec classes for learning how to cook and using local ag products for that sort of thing. Getting people used to thinking about where the food comes from and why having local food is more important than organic or any other label that may be used. I think that in and of itself is good food for thought, and that's why I offer it to you to think about here. Doug Steffen on this week's American Family Farmer.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.